Well, we actually have a casino that was one of the award winners at the Governor's Energy Excellence Awards ceremony, recently held at the Wharton Center at Michigan State University. It's the Odawa Casino and Resort. It's located in Petoskey, and it's owned and managed by the Little Traverse Bay Bands of the Odawa Indians. With us to talk about the award and the innovations that led to the award, we have Dave Hines, who's the lead electrician, and Ron Gatlin, who's the lead HVAC technician for the casino. Welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome to you, too.
Thank you.
Dave, let's start with you. Let's talk a little bit about, for those who may not be familiar with Odawa Casino Resort in Petoskey, give us a snapshot.
We're a really fun place to go, right on Little Traverse Bay. It's a great visit, beautiful area, and please stop by and visit us. We got one of the cleanest, brightest casinos in the state.
About how long have you been up and going?
We were 9 years in June. We're in our 10th year now. And again, it's an awesome place. It's not going to go away soon.
When people think of energy management, energy efficiency awards, wise energy use and conservation, I mean, the last thing they may think of, no offense here, but is a casino. But that's not the case with you guys.
In general, casinos are pretty much an energy hog. We use massive amounts. One of my big goals at the casino was to get under 1 million kilowatt hours a month. We finally made that last October, which is a big deal. I mean, it's, you know, you start talking that. And the other, one of my other real big goals was to get under a megawatt load. And we accomplished that right at about the same time. So anything you can do to reduce the cost of operating your business and improve the environment while, you know, actually that's first on our list, being tribal, you know, the environment is the more important thing. We're challenged and took it on. To date, we have reduced our electric consumption by 5 million kilowatt hours a year and our gas by 27,000 MMBTUs. That's 5,000 metric tons of carbon equivalent not being put out into the atmosphere, and it's about $500,000 a year in savings.
You know, we've had several tribal leaders on this program talking about the Native American ethos towards sustainability and environment, which is very impressive, which was, of course, centuries ahead of where a lot of us came to. But so I would imagine when you came to the leadership and the management in the casino with these ideas with respect to saving energy, they were pretty receptive.
Oh, they absolutely were. If you look into the Little Traverse Bay Band's, I'm going to call it their mission statement because I don't know what better to call it. They mentioned something in the meetings or the award ceremony today. I'm looking out 30 years. The Little Traverse Bay Band's looks out 7 generations. And they want what we have left for those generations. And to do that, we all need to take care of, as they would say, Mother Earth.
Yeah, I'm always struck that there are variations in Native American literature of this saying, but we don't own the land. We just inhabit the land for future generations, or we sustain the land for future generations. Very impressive environmental ethic.
And that's what we try to live by.
Let's move over to Ron. Ron, you're the lead HVAC technician. Give us an idea of some of the specific things that you did that actually reduced your energy use.
Well, one of the big things, and I've heard it mentioned several times today, was installing VFDs on blowers. It's amazing how much money you can save when you take control of the speed of a blower. Our gaming floor was 100% when we first opened, and that was one of our first projects. If you slow a motor down 80%, down to 80% of its full speed, you're reducing its energy consumption by 50%, and that's very impressive. But we've done a lot of VFD installations. We've really just tightened up. We've looked at all the places that we didn't need to be using energy, like offices when they were closed. We went through and put them into unoccupied and didn't condition those spaces. The big gas savings, believe it or not, we incorporated something that is done in the residential sector applied it to a commercial building. Instead of keeping our hot water 180 degrees in the summer, we don't need that for heating. So we dropped our set point temperatures down. That alone is what prompted the big gas savings, because now we're only heating our domestic hot water. And it made a big difference, and we were amazed. We got a new gas meter. Our consumption went down so much. And I'm joking. They came in. They update the meter. I don't want that to go out the wrong way. But I jokingly told our director, I said, we must be doing something right. They're wondering why our gas bill has reduced so much, and they're giving us a new meter. So whether I'm correct with that, I don't know if I am or not. But it was a major drop in our gas usage. But, you know, we talk about the low-lying fruit. We've already been through that. You know, we're still opening our building. We find things all the time. It's always changing. The loads change, conditions change. Plus, you've got all this new equipment out too, with more efficient equipment. So we update. As far as the tribe goes, I have chillers, so I have cooling towers, so I have water. In the beginning, we were chemical. I've been chemical free for 8 years. With my water treatment, not only reduce the amount of chemicals used, but now that water can go back out into the environment without any chemicals. We processed it before, so it reduced the energy needed to process at our wastewater treatment plant. So it made a big difference. But we've chemical free, and it's all for the environment. It's energy savings and protecting Mother Earth.
I got to agree with Ron. I want to pump him up a little bit here. I talk about that 5 million kilowatt hours that we've reduced. Ron's been a huge part in that, him and his team. And when we talk about what we do at the casino, it's not Ron and I, it's the whole team. As a group, we convinced our people in the casino to reduce our rides up on the elevator by 30,000 rides a month. We were at 53,000. We're now at 23,000. You got to change people's thoughts, their habits, their everything. Our team members at the casino actually account, we figure, for about $85,000 in savings a year just on how they act by turning your computer off. Even with motion sensors, shut your room down at night. There's certain things you can do, and it doesn't have to be a $6 million savings. You know, 10 $600 savings are $6,000. They all add up, and it's cool stuff, Kurt.
Well, you sort of preempted my final question here about whether there's an incentive program. People get excited about this, walking up the stairs instead of taking the elevators. So the employees are all on board. It's sort of like a green team we have at some hospitals around. But is that what you guys are developing, kind of a green team?
Absolutely. 2 weeks ago, we were working on the outside parking lot lights, and we had to turn them on during the day. That was 6 phone calls and a dozen emails. Lights are on. Everybody's watching. Everybody's looking. They come up with ideas on their own. Some we use, some we don't. It's absolutely a team thing. Our maintenance department there, we've done 28 energy savings projects over 5 years. We've only contracted out 2 of those. Everything else we've done internally. The big VFT job we contracted out, and then when we did our 144 parking lot lights, we contracted that out. But otherwise, our maintenance staff is in there. You know, we changed 11,000 festoon lamps out. You know, they're little bitty things about the size of a car fuse. You know, actually, it's like your car light. All right, and we went from a 5-watt incandescent bulb to a 1-watt LED. That was it took us 3 weeks to do, about $10,000, and it saves 60-some thousand dollars a year. They're on 24/7. You know, so it's a team adventure.
You know, I've got to say this. If you visit the Odawa Casino, whether you leave with a lot of green or you leave a lot of green there, you will have the satisfaction of knowing that the casino, the casino itself is very, very green. Congratulations on the Odawa Casino Resort, run by the Little Traverse Bay Band of Odawa Indians in Petoskey. They won the Best Projects Commercial recognition at the Governor's Energy Excellence Awards Ceremony at Michigan State University. I've been talking with Dave Hines, the lead electrician, and Ron Gatlin, the lead HVAC technician. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.